Just a reminder, the Jock Reynolds preseason magazine is a thing of great beauty and is still available online and at...
You buy it straight off the internet. You make sure you tell them that.
Yes, online through the links in the show notes and also at Skelton Sellers.
I suppose if you put your order in now, there's a chance you'll get it before your team runs out for Nap Cup as well.
Ah, welcome. This good magazine. I write stuff. Wayne write stuff. Jock write stuff. Johnny sake. Bruin write stuff. Mick Matt Irish write
none
stuff.
Of stuff's, none of the stuff's on the internet side. If you want to become an elite super coach, you have to buy the Jock Reynolds pre-season bloody magazine. Let's not beat around the bloody bush.
Everyone have higher Razokov. Welcome.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. Jock Reynolds here. Huge week in AFL and AFL Fantasy Football. I'm here, as always, with my good friend, the Crouching One. How are you today, son?
Ah, welcome.
Did you catch the Tigers?
Yes, I got to intra-club match.
Shame, mate. Oh. It's been a huge week of intra-club, and we've got news dripping out our bloody ears, haven't we, Crouch?
Welcome.
Peter, you're looking urethral.
Urethral?
You are, mate. You look like you're looking holy. You're looking serene.
Ethereal, Jock.
Yeah.
Ethereal.
Just like the racehorse.
Yes, the football is nearly back, Jock.
Thank Christ.
My life returns to normal. Mother and I are very much looking forward to Thursday night's Nap Cup.
Special time of year for all of us, isn't it, Peter?
I have been at odds over the off-season, Jock. Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. Take me to the church of fantasy bloody football. Let's get stuck into this podcast, shall we, gentlemen?
Ah, let's fire up, Mr. Jock. This bloody...
It's going to be week, mate.
Yes, we have intra-club game.
Yes.
This is good fun.
Absolutely.
This is like wrestle your brother. Yes. You fight, you kick in ball, he stand up. Yes. Let's talk intra-club game.
Let's go. Which games did you boys have a look at?
Jock, I feel we should start down at the Demons.
Yeah.
Extremely.
There's a lot of fantasy relevance down at Demons this year.
Extremely relevant. And, of course, with Petrarca going down, Vandenberg is possibly in line for a rookie elevation.
I'd almost call that odds on now.
Yes, Jock. At 127K, Vandenberg in your midfields. Very good.
Very relevant selection. And I think a lot of people will be selecting him.
And yes, Jock, you did tweet in November.
Yeah, I don't like going on about it.
November 2014, yeah. Christian Salem.
I do. Look...
Christian Salem at 185K.
But I don't
want to
stand here banging on about how I picked Christian Salem before anyone in Australia had identified him as anything close to being Supercoach relevant. I don't want to stand here and tell you here tonight
about
my methods for picking out such diamonds in the rough because, sure, in November 2014, I started talking about Christian Salem, but I don't for 1 minute want this to be a big eye, Jock. You're a bloody genius. You're possibly the best fantasy footballer Australia's seen. I don't want that to be what this podcast is about.
Because okay, then shut up.
I just don't want to make a big bloody hoo-ha about this. That's all.
Yes, excellent, Jock. Salem actually played off a half-back line. Disposal efficiency was excellent.
Of course it was.
In the best, definitely one for our forward lines. A slightly elevated price, yet it seems he could be capable of an 80-plus average.
Where's your thoughts, Roy Salem, boys, at this stage? If the team rolls out tomorrow, have you got to see Salem in your forward line?
He bloody lock.
Yeah.
He bloody lock.
Yeah. He's in my team at the moment.
Interesting to note that...
People forget he was crook.
Yes.
And some people don't even realise he was
a thyroid problem, which was identified.
And if you've ever run around with a bloody thyroid problem, you know all about it.
Yes, Jock, we need to move on. The Prince.
Because even back in November...
Jock, move on. The Prince
Heredia. Your boy. Heredia, the sacred one, the one who plays with himself, no, the one who is amazing. What's happening with Heredia Lumumumia?
Interesting to note that the prince appeared to be taking on a tagging role, Jock.
Oh, the prince is tagging.
He went into the midfield, ran with Tyson for a time, appears to be slipping off our relevance radar for mine, Jock.
Slipping off? Was he ever... He was nowhere to slip. If you slip off something, you were on it. Was he on your radar, was he?
Yes, Jock.
He was on your radar?
Yes.
Well, I suppose, what is he, a defence mid?
Yes, he was relevant at some stage. I can tell you, though, Jesse Hogan, of course, appears to be a lock, Jock.
Yeah.
He played deep forward and actually some duties in the ruck.
Yeah.
Played very well, kicking goals. One to have in your team.
He has to be in every Supercoach team.
Ugly.
Jesse Hogan, just whack him in. Job's ugly. Done, the kid's a bloody gun.
Okay, Mr. Jock. I go down the bloody Collingwood asshole. Into that club.
Yeah.
Then Swan. Bloody lock.
This time of year, he's usually fat as a pig.
Oh, he bloody lot.
He looks fit.
Ah, yes, I say you're this.
He's got to be in everyone's bloody team. Did you have a chat while you were down there to Bucks? How's Bucks going with his strategies and his structures
year? He talks shit. I very simple man.
I wouldn't say that, mate.
I kick in ball.
Yeah.
I make men strong. He won't talk bloody all sorts of nonsense. Nathan Freeman, lot.
Yeah, Freeman, he's got the goods, midfield rookie.
That the man, very interesting. The Goy. You know this funny name, man?
The Gooey Boy.
The Goy. Yeah. He's sticky man. Interesting.
Did he play through the midfield? Did he get much of the pill?
Yes, midfield, 24 disposal clearances, only Inter club. Very interesting pick. 202,000.
Oh, it's an awkward price He's an unproven rookie, 202 grand. That's a very I don't like going in with rookies at that price unless there's something very special about the kid.
Yes, however, sorry to chip in, Jock.
Apologise for chipping in,
thank you. Spending more on initial rookie selections does come with an added bonus. That is, it allows you the price required to jump over to any available hot talent in the preseason.
Yeah, okay.
Going in with bargain basement rookies across your team with a strapped budget may mean you miss rookies because you are cash strapped.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there, because you can get caught out if, let's say, you're going with five rookies in the midfield. And comes to round one and only one of them are playing. You're looking at a donor. If you wanted to flick one of those up to someone higher, you can't because of your price structures. If they're all lower bargain basement price, there's too big a price gap to go up to a mid-price to fill that thing.
This too.
But having said that, God, the name of the game is to get these cheap rookies and make as much bloody cash as you can.
Okay, I give you two more from Collingwood game.
Righto, who you got?
One defence, one forward. Langdon son. He big rookie last year.
He was one of the rookies of the season.
Yes, he come in 381k, average 70. He
good. You reckon he's got more to give this year?
I think he play every bloody game. I think he average maybe 80, 85. For this interesting pick for 381k. Risk, but interesting.
He hasn't been speaking about much. Langdon, I suppose last year, you know, he was his first year rookie breakout year. It's probably not the sort of thing you'd think to jump on a bloke at 380k.
Oh, this year defends asshole.
Well, the thing about Collingwood as well is they need to blood a lot of young players, so there will be a lot of those younger folk who will be asked to perform Herculean manly type feats. So and there is Supercoach relevance
and
at Collingwood.
And this, my next man, up forward, Tim Broomhead, son.
Oh, yeah.
He at 316k. He looked bloody good.
You know the best, I've got to say it, because every time I say the funny thing about him, the best thing about Tim Broomhead is that after the game, they grab him by the legs and sweep out the room from Jock Reynolds. Because
Jock,
of his broomhead.
Yes, Jock.
His name's Broomhead. That's why they grab him by the legs,
yes,
turn him
Jock.
Upside down, and they sweep out the rooms.
We grow weary with your puns. Broomhead did play out the latter stages of the season and possibly could secure himself in the best 22 at 316k, forward line 316, awkward jock.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with all this. We're talking a lot of mid-price, and you know mid-price selections get my bloods up. They really do, because unless you've got some very special mid-price selections, I only like to go in with one or two across the lines. I just don't want to surly the waters of the Supercoach young people listening in with all of mid-price talk, because we can't go in with too many.
Yes, excellent, Jock. And I would like to refer to a question I received off Twitter from Bacon at John Sergi.
Is old mum all right with you now on social media? She was uneasy for a while there about you being on the internet.
She filters all of my tweets, Jock. I only get to see those after mother has cleared them.
Right.
Any profanities, rude gesturing will be deleted via mother before they get to me.
Well, she's come a fair way from how it was in the, you know, a couple of years back, hasn't she?
Yes, Jock. Bacon has asked, who are the best defenders between 300 to 400? Now, I see this as an excellent question, Jock.
Especially down defence.
I see this year it crucial for us to go as deep as D5 in our scoring certainties.
Players argued about this, Jock. And I don't agree.
Yes, Jock.
But let's continue.
I see that D5 position being held by one of these mid-price speculative picks. And we've talked about Langdon, 381k. There are many more. Seedsman, 363. Did not play in the practice match. Returning from hip surgery. Not sure if it's a great pick.
Not good at this time of year. If you're not on the track pre-season with the boys, coming in the NAB Cup next year is just about lying through him for me.
Okay. You say me. You went down St Kilda.
Yeah.
Savage. Yeah,
I was interested to
savage,
see.
Savage animal asshole.
Yeah. I'd like to see him become a little bit more savage. Savage and animal-like. I was hoping to see him rotated through the midfield, to be honest, but he ran off the half-back line. He was okay. He was serviceable. He got a bit of the ball. Didn't see anything to make me overly excited, but I still feel that, even though I say before, we only want to go in with a couple of mid-prices down defence, we've got no other choice this year. We have to find a couple of these boys. I think Shane Savage is a valid selection in a St Kilda team who will provide some of this lower price point Supercoach value. Didn't blow the roof off the joint, but he was serviceable.
The back end, Jock, in that half-back running role, averaged considerably 90-plus.
Yes.
Is valid. Cade Coladagny, for mine, Jock, has been spruced by Rocket Ead as perhaps fulfilling a new role, going up to the wing, given his running capabilities.
Yep.
Priced at 367, showed me enough that he has the ball-winning potential to be significant in his second year.
It'd be a reasonable point of difference selection.
Yes, Jock.
You'd think so. I wouldn't see many people going in with him, and he could get the business done.
Possibly, Jock, yes.
We're looking around that price point. What about the Fasolo boy while we talk about Collingwood? 366 grand. He's certainly shown he's got the capability to be a higher grade Supercoach scorer. Not on my radar at the moment, but I mean, he's in that slot in terms of price, isn't he?
366. He looked very good player last year. Similar to Langdon. Gun first year. Second year blow. I say you this. Old MacDonaldson. Luke McDonald, 354, player as of last year. Good player.
He's a very, very talented footballer, McDonald. I remember watching him in his first game. First two or three times he got the ball, he fair-dinkum coughed it up. And as a young player, you can do one of two things when that happens. You can tuck your bloody tail between your legs and go off, lose your confidence, or you can keep ploughing on. He didn't lose a sniff of confidence, and I saw in his eyes the glint of a kid who just wanted to become a bloody good footballer. And I can see him running through a bit of midfield this year. Wonderful boy.
Jock, we have Wayno on Skype.
Wayno, you're on this thing on the internet called Skype today, mate.
Oh, fellas. Oh, not too sure about these Skynet fellas. Me and my dad talk about Skynet. It's not a good thing.
It's Skype. It's Skynet, yeah, isn't it, Peter?
Skynet, because Skynet's from the Terminator movie, and that's when the robots come out the ground and then they'll get you. Do you guys, have you seen Terminator?
Yeah, no, mate, I wouldn't worry about the Skynets, mate. This is just the internet. It's very safe.
Dad puts all his like credit cards and things into Mum's name because his dad keeps off the grid. When his dad always says, well, the robots come out the ground, they're not coming to get him.
Oh, you're
tell get Mum, tell and your, then he'll be all right.
Tell your dad to stop buying those books from that joint he goes to in the city. He hangs around those blokes in trench coats too much.
Okay, enough talk bullshit.
Well,
you're time for Why No Whisper. What call?
Oh, all right. Roll the tape, fellas.
Why No's Whispers. Shh.
Just after Uncle Jock, remember, we had a few couple of cans. It was only 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We still, you know.
It was hot, wasn't it, mate? And we had a wonderful day down at the Saints Intra Club.
Of course. Yes, of course. How did it go down at Seaford, Wayno?
They weren't selling cans, and that's the best thing, fellas, because you could take your own cans in. And look, fellas. Have a good hard look at bloody Newsy. 456, fellas, in the back line. He's the man.
He bloody
locked.
He was
killed up through the midline, through the midfield, Uncle Jock, wasn't he?
I had him in my defence pretty confidently before we went down to Seaford, Wayno. But after seeing the manner with which he collected Pill across the ground in the midfield, there is no doubt in my mind that Jack Nunes should be in every defence in season 2015. He's a natural ball collector.
He's bloody brilliant. He just smashes him, doesn't he, Uncle Jock? I love the bastard.
He really does, mate. We had a bloody good day. Wayno, how was Hugh Goddard? How was Hugh bloody Goddard? We knew that we got some value. What did he get picked at 2021 or something? But to see a kid of that size with that mongrel dog intent, he was aggressive. He was pushing. He wanted the pill. He was frothing at the chops for football, and that's what I like to see in young super coaches.
He should have been number one draft pick, Uncle Doc. The guy's a bloody monster. He's a animal, he just wants it.
Yeah, this rubbish about him being eased in.
He's brilliant, isn't he, Uncle?
Yeah, as we were saying yesterday, Wayne, over a few beers, Richo's playing gooses and horse steps. Of course, he's playing round one. Lock that kid into your team quick,
that's
bloody
what
stinks.
I bloody said too. Yeah. Uncle Jock, he's saying, don't know if there's a spot for you, Goddard. You bloody start him right, rock over. I reckon he'll bloody eat people up for bloody dinner.
Bloody oath. Wayno, it was wonderful going to the footy with you yesterday, mate, and it's always a great honour to have you on the Whisper. Good dinner.
There's nothing better than having a can at 10 o'clock, is there, Uncle Jock?
It's good. Get your day underway.
Wayne, I suggest you refrain from discussing your illegal consumption of alcohol. You are underage.
Come on, Peter. You could walk on the wild side a bit more, mate.
You should be studying for school.
Peter, the kid needs to relax on the weekend. He wanted to have a beer at the footy. Nothing like that as a 16-year-old going there and watching a bit of footy having a few kids.
The juvenile brain is not wired to handle alcohol, Jock. Yeah. You are creating a dependency at a young age.
Yeah, I started at 14 and I'm doing all right.
My brain's wired. It's really rocked.
Right, I want to. Have a good night, mate. Look forward to speaking you throughout the week, son.
Bye, so fellas.
Bye, Wayno.
See you, mate.
Welcome. Crouching one. Comfort slipper.
Okay, Slipper say me very funny thing this week.
What did Slipper say, mate?
Thank your mother for the rabbit.
Thank your mother for the rabbit. Such an old country saying, mate.
Yes,
you say that back in the farm.
Oh, rabbit, what you say me this too hard? What you say me, super god? You say me this. Slipper wink me. Yippity yippada.
Yibbity yibbita.
Yes, I think what you say me this shit.
It's like a bloody Bugs Bunny episode.
And I remember.
Yeah.
One man say this two thing. Bloody Rex Hunt.
Yeah, Rex Hunt.
Remember him?
The bearded burbler. I remember him well.
He played for St Kilda.
Yeah.
He played for the Tiger. Yeah. And I think, Slipper, what you say me this?
Fish with him off some audio like
poo. Yes, what you say this for? Tyler Hunt, maybe. No, you think more. Oh, thinking. Rex Hunt. You know what he is?
What is he?
Old fisherman.
Old
fisherman. You know old fisherman? Sam Bloody Fisher.
Sam Fisher.
Sam Bloody Fisher. Slip aside me. Sam Bloody Fisher relevant.
Chips.
Yes.
We know him as Chips. Those who were close in the inner parlance will refer to him as Chips.
He played.
Did we just speak about him? Because he looked fresh.
He play halfback, thank you.
Wait till you see his bloody. We'll see him in the nap cap. Wait till you see his hairstyle.
He's 32 bloody years old.
Well, looking at his hairstyle, he looks like one of those, the American yo, the gangsters. He's got the real shaved all the way around. Oh. Little bit of samurai hair. Oh. Samurai creaching, your heritages.
I kick him in bother.
Yes, he's got a little bit of lack of band. I didn't know who he bloody was because, to be honest with you, he was running like an 18-year-old. Okay, I want to put this to you. Should we get excited about Sam Fisher?
Gentlemen, I'll take this. 32 years old. Is indeed an old fisherman, priced at $4.45 in a backline dearth of talent. 16 games in the last 2 years, Jock.
Significant, isn't it? That's a significant statistic.
His best average was in 2008, 7 years ago.
That's quarter wide.
And that was only 101. He is priced at an average of 92.
I know he's
fraught with danger.
I love how you're leading the young lambs of our community into safer pastures here, Peter.
Thank you, Jock. Mm. A very risky pick for mine.
Because as you just summarised, you're paying for a bloke, and I know the temptation's there because we haven't got much on offer down back. He looked fresh.
He had first full please bloody season.
Yeah, I know, but look. I was excited watching him, but in the cold, harsh light of day, what else is he going to be other than vibrant, excited and fresh after so long out of the game? He's excited. He was looking energetic. But as you just said, Peter, he's priced at only 8 points beneath his highest ever season average. If he was another...
was 7 years ago.
Yeah. Look, if he was 80 grand cheaper, we'd probably be talking in different parlance. But I don't think you can consider Sam Fisher for your defence, gentlemen.
Hey.
What's your call on him?
Slipper Samey.
Yeah, well, that's the other factor, isn't it?
Slipper bloody Samey.
So that's it then. You're going to chuck him in or?
I keep talk Slipper. Mm. Maybe I spill some rum on Slipper.
It could be.
No, maybe. Not sure.
Might need a bit of a felt reconditioning or some such.
Yes, not for mine, Jock. Mm. Not for mine.
But Jesus Saints, we look wonderful there. And big hats off to everyone down at Linen House Moorabbin. There must have been 25,000 in there. It's a wonderful occasion.
Okay, I want to say you this. I go Richmond. Tiger land. Really? Tiger bloody land.
You're tigers, mate. How'd you look? Where's the significance coming?
I see intra club. I want to say a few things. Came bloody Lambert lock. He kicked to goal. He's good.
Sheepish tiger.
He good. Yeah. He bloody good.
Does he look like he's going to get the business done at the highest level?
I think he bloody lock. Yeah, Jack Rewalk kick 5 bloody goal.
Yeah, right, aye.
So maybe not relevant. You look him. Right. You bloody look him. Right. He fit.
I'll let you look at him. I'm not looking at him.
Many men say me the Lidio have ankle. Bullshit. He play whole game.
Did they nurse him through it? Or did he just play the whole game?
He play whole game.
This is the crouching one, the preeminence authority in Richmond Football Club in Australia, telling all of us out there that Brett Delidio is bloody fine. Don't listen to that crap. Chuck him in your forward line.
And I say you're very
He's
special.
In your forward line, isn't he, boys?
Yes. Welcome.
Has to be. Higo, Porter?
Not at this stage, Jock.
You got to consider putting him in there, mate. He's
as
fit.
I will discuss later, yeah. I am running with a very cheap forward line.
Okay, but one more important thing I talk you. Oh, Dusty Mate, I say you this. You listen. You listen me this. Dusty Mate play more midfield time.
Oh, yeah.
He get fitter. He get stronger. He last year, he increased disposal efficiency. He average shitload. Forward line lock.
Yeah.
He bloody lock.
I've always said as soon as Dustin Martin develops an engine to run out of game, we could be looking at a bloke, and you call me a crazy old bastard, Peter. I can see it in your eye. You're looking at me.
I would not use that terminology.
Dustin Martin, if he develops elite fitness to run out of game, will average 120 Supercoach points one of those years. Could it be this year? I'll let the community be the judge. All I want to say is he's in my time.
He's in your team, Jock.
He is now. Dustin or just, Martin I actually in injected team. Him this week. I injected him this week in my team.
Is he the highest priced forward you have?
No, but he's very close and a good friend that I just, Britt DeLidio is.
Dangerous. So I assume by your forward structure that you are running thin in the midfield.
No. My midfield, I run all the way. If you include Nathan Van Berlo, I'm going all the way through to M6. The only rookie on field will be Isaac Heaney. Down defence is, as I've said to you, everyone should be considering trying to get a skinny defence this year. Because if you, I know you're trying to go to D5.
I disagree, Jock.
I vehemently, I'll say it again, you shouldn't be trying to inject
vehemently. It's time for my segment, Jock.
Here goes Quantum Team Mechanics.
Yes, Jock. Quantum Team Mechanics. Welcome back.
I've always wanted to ask you, mate, what's Quantum Mechanics?
Quantum Mechanics is defined by a set of rules that can predict particle behaviour. And its calculations ultimately leave us with probabilities of events occurring.
Yeah, right. Always in that sort of vicinity.
Yes, Jock. Mm. And so applying these same...
So it's generally, if you had to broad sweep it, it's about particles.
Yes, Jock.
Yeah.
Subatomic particles at that.
Right.
And applying these principles to Supercoach, we arrive at quantum team mechanics.
Predicting
where our teams will be likely to end up at, given our intimate particles being the players selected.
Completely understand, Peter.
Thank you, Jock. Now, I brought up this conversation because of our discussion remits and weeks ago.
So are we like pieces of dirt? Because they're particles. And if you spread them on a bit of paper, some will go down. It's particles.
Yes, Jock.
Gotcha, mate.
Yes, Jock.
Sorry, mate. Keep going.
Now, back to the conversation thrust. I discussed weeks ago, Jock, I was running with a D5 M6 R1 F3, and I was lambasted.
Do we need, is there someone listening for the first
time? Defensive 5, meaning I am hoping to run as deep as defensive 5 position as a keeper, and we discussed earlier.
So the first 5 players in your defence, yes, you want to stay in your team for
I
the whole year.
I feel this year is
this
the
is
year
where
to
I
go deep
before,
in defence.
I get vehement with him because I don't agree, but.
Vehement. And M6, Jock, this is where we differ fundamentally in our particle basis. I feel...
Well, every one of my particles goes to M6 too.
Your M6 of Van Berlo is not a keeper.
Now you're just flipping paradigms.
My M6 is looking like Dom Tyson, perhaps Swallow, Crouch, one of those cheaper varieties.
Right.
And yes, the M5 is also cheaper. Perhaps Dangerfield, Griffin. The R1 swaying between the Goldstein types.
Yeah.
Perhaps even saving the coin and running with Nignat at R1.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Leuenberger R2 at this stage. And F3, Jock. Mm. This is where my structure is crucial. I am taking the punt on rookie forwards, whereas you
I'm relying on me defense
you're
rookies.
Relying on defense rookies.
Yeah.
We seem to be blessed with rookie forwards. Your Clarks, your Hogans, Lamberts, etc. Perhaps even Karnesis. I am locking in cheap forwards to F3, that being Dane Swan, Tom Mitchell, and, yes, Daisy Thomas.
Goodness me. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that last name.
Ran freely in the intra-club, Jock.
Oh, he ran freely. He ran freely. I remember going down to see Collingwood in the pre-season watching Simon Prestigiacomo run bloody freely as well, Peter. I didn't chuck him in me Supercoach team.
I still have Higgins. I still have Thomas.
You're just trying to get me pissed off now.
No, the community needs varied degrees of analysis.
I understand.
From different points.
I understand.
I have bloody Higgins, but Daisy Thomas.
Can we ask a community? I want to ask a community. team structures, what's yours looking like? Are you going light in defence or are you going light up forward? Where are most of your rookies going to be on the ground? Have you got three rookies down back or have you got three up forward? We want to hear. Chuck it in the show notes.
G'day, Jock here on Crouching. It's Big Ben here. A week or so ago, I posted on Twitter about Gary Gibbertson and the possible value in picking him. With slim pickings in the back line, I think he's underpriced and feel as though he'll average a lot better this season if fully fit, and could see him rise potentially into the 400,000 to 450,000 mark, I hope. I think he could be used as a stepping stone to another player using the Bruin manoeuvre. Just wanted to know what your thoughts are on this matter. Regards, Big Ben.
Excellent, excellent.
Good to hear from you, Benny. Thank you, mate.
And he supports my theory, Jock.
No, he doesn't.
He realises we are slim in defence. Garrick Ibbotson can fulfil that D5 role.
Didn't you say before keepers are made?
Yes, yes.
So Benny, Big Ben's talking about your Garrick Ibbotson comes on and you're pulling a Bruin manoeuvre, riding him to 400, 450, then skipping up.
My D5, M6, R1, F3, if you add those numbers up, Jock, you arrive at 15.
15 keepers.
Now, of course, assuming we will start with 15 keepers is elaborate. One can be happy with 13, perhaps even 12.
So you're talking around the fringes, having a few that you're happy just to move along.
Yes, yeah, perhaps.
Fair enough.
Your Ibbotson types might, in fact, be stepping stones.
And Ibbotson's capable of averaging up around 9,500. He came on the scene in 2013.
A huge call, Jock.
Well, 2013, when he came on the scene big time, stretch of 13 games, he averaged 95. So he has shown us, amongst those he had a few large, he has shown us before that he has what it takes, which is important.
He also shown us he tags sometime.
Yeah, I think that's true, Chris.
Same team. That's true, mate. Same team. Yeah. I say you're this.
Yeah.
Fremantle play practice match.
Oh, yeah, I heard of it.
I say you're this.
You bet Sandylands?
Oh, no, who gives shit?
Sandylands.
Who gives shit Sandylands?
Well, this part of the pre-season, him dancing around is significant, I'd say.
Bloody Clancy Pierce.
Oh, the overflow man.
He play in Ross Lyon A team.
Yeah, Ross loves
He play good halfback. He cheaper than bloody 300.
He's playing off halfback, was he?
Yes, he played that special role.
Is he under 300?
Under 300.
I know for a fact that Ross Lyon bloody loves Clancy Pierce too.
Come?
We all know how significant that can be. What bloody line's he playing on?
Defence.
I have not looked at him for 1 minute, you
bloody looking
bastard.
Welcome.
Shit, you're brilliant.
Ah, you feel my muscle.
Bloody hell.
Yes, welcome.
Clancy Pierce. I'm going to have a look at him after the podcast, and I suggest everyone in the community have a squeeze as well. But I will say that, significantly, Aaron Sandylands was clearly best on ground, and sure, he's not being talked about much, but he's a big bastard. How the hit-out, you know, all the hit-out stat changes, is that going to stuff him up a little bit, or is he one of the stronger ones?
Comes out quite well under the new hit-out regime, Jock.
Wonderful, wonderful. We've got a lot more that we want to get through, but we have to sort of wind it up, don't we, gentlemen?
Oh, this very good.
What a bloody huge week we've come. And NAB Cup starts this week, and there's bloody...
I come your house. I come your house.
Of course you can, mate. Here you come over too. Tell Mum it's all right. I'll look after you. Huh?
I shall bring the cheese and biscuits, Jock.
Good. Well, tell her to come over. She can come over as well.
Thank you, Jock.
No, that's fine, mate. I would love to have you
Please
over with your mother.
Keep the profanities down.
Of course, mate. I understand and
cover
respect that.
Over the rude pictures in the toilet, please.
Oh, all right. I'll do that for you, son. No doubt about it. Community, have a wonderful week of fantasy football. NAB Cup coverage. You want to get your NAB Cup coverage super coach wise? Jock Reynolds will be all over the bloody thing. Look forward to that, boys.
Welcome.
Have a good week, community. I'm Jock Reynolds. Your business or your organisation is in the huddle and it's three-quarter time in the grand final. In a few minutes, you're going to run out there to either make a name for yourself or just make up the numbers. And as a great mate of mine once said to me, you can come back to this place again, but you can never come back to this time. Our proud community is offering a business out there with the opportunity of a lifetime this week. We want to finalise our major sponsor for the 2015 season. Your business promoted seamlessly on this podcast every week of the year. Prime advertising positioning on the community website, Facebook, Twitter. This is highly arousing. Now, I'm not one to blow the old trumpet, but our community is growing like nobody's business. We're approaching 80,000 views a week on the website. And last year, over 300,000 episodes of this podcast were downloaded. So do the sums on that compared to any other sort of advertising available out there on the interwebs. This is a genuine opportunity and you need to grab it by the spuds. Remember, you can come back to this place anytime, but you can never come back to this time. Contact us now and make a name for yourself at the right time.